Next year, the common application, used by hundreds of colleges and universities, will stop asking potential students about their criminal histories. But despite legislative efforts in Illinois, most campuses in the state continue to ask the question. As Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports, just seeing that question on a college application can discourage people with criminal records from even applying.
4 years ago, Chris Miner sat down at his computer and started his application to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And that's when he saw the question. It asked if he had a criminal record.
This is all done online. And I just sit there and stared at the screen for like 10 minutes. It was like everything, every advancement I made so far might be over with. Maybe this is the end of the ride.
So, Miner lied on the application, and he was accepted. He didn't disclose the fact that in the early 2000s, he was arrested, convicted, and sent to prison for stealing thousands of dollars from a Domino's pizza he worked for. Once Miner started at the U of I, he opened up about his past. He started speaking in public about it and volunteering with organizations that help formerly incarcerated people. Then he decided to apply for a graduate degree at the U of I.
So I'm filling the application. Of course, it's late at nights when I do my best work. And then I came across the question. And yeah, there were tears. I cried. But it was upsetting because I have achieved this at your university. I've given you money. I was on the dean's list every semester I've been there. I graduated. And you're still going to ask me this? You're going to ask anyone this?
This time, Miner was honest about his record, and he was accepted again. But there's a lot of people who don't get as far as Miner did. A 2015 study found that an estimated two-thirds of people with felony convictions who started applications to the State University of New York dropped out of the application process in part because of having to provide information about their criminal records.
There's no evidence that says because Illinois asks these questions that we're safer.
That's Barbara Wheeler. She's a conservative Republican in Illinois' House of Representatives who's tried for the past 3 years to pass legislation that would prevent public universities and colleges from asking the question. So, what's getting in the way? While she's managed to pass it in the House, the bill has stalled in the Senate, and that's largely because nearly every public university in the state opposes the legislation. Despite Wheeler's assertions, Aaron Woodruff says the bill is a threat to student safety. He's the campus police chief for Illinois State University.
Specifically in the areas of sexual violence, my major concern with this bill is that we cannot prevent somebody who's been accused, convicted of sexual assault at another institution. That individual could then apply to ISU or to any of these institutions, not have to disclose that, and the university can't use that information to prevent that individual from attending.
There's not a lot of research on this, but what's out there tends to support Wheeler, the state lawmaker. There's no conclusive evidence to suggest that asking about an individual's criminal history during the admissions process decreases campus crime. Wheeler said she's also heard the concern about sexual violence from parents in her district.
I have four daughters, and I hope all of them go through the state program. And if I thought for a second that my children would be in danger because of what I'm doing, do you think I would really do it? Of course I wouldn't.
Proponents of banning the box on college applications say the question is doing more harm than good, and the impact is especially profound for people of color. Because blacks are disproportionately represented in prisons, they're also disproportionately affected by policies that ask about criminal records. That's something Chris Miner worries about. He's the formerly incarcerated student at the U of I, and he's also white.
As soon as I got in, I was elated, but not long after, it's like, well, how many people didn't go through with this process? Or did other people, maybe a different color or a different background, did they mark the same answer as I did and get rejected? It's still ridiculous, and that's why I'm still fighting against them, and hopefully that question won't be around much longer.
Proponents of the legislation say they're going to continue the fight, too. They say they'll renew their effort to ban the box on college applications after the state's new Democratic governor, J.B. Pritzker, takes office. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
This story was produced with support from the Education Writers Association Reporting Fellowship Program.